Following the tragic Oklahoma City bombing, former President George H.W. Bush publicly refuted those who used fear to gain support. In stark contrast, our leaders today belittle and in some cases justify attacks on the U.S. Capitol as, quote, legitimate political discourse. The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit. The Republican Party used to believe in a big tent, which welcomed the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now, we shelter the ignorant, the racist, who only stoke anger and hatred to those who are different than us. Our constituents voted us in based on our beliefs, but we cannot use our faith as a sword and a shield while ignoring the fact that we are all children of God, that we are all Americans.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
The network children ask for by name. The Defenestrate Media Network.
The world's greatest podcast network.
It's Monday in America, and you are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, J.M. Bell's The Left Show.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
It's Monday in America, and you're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Joining me this week, Taylor.
Hello.
And Tiffany.
Hi. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you guys here. I really am. I'm so happy I used the old intro to the show.
What?
I gave that up 2 years ago.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It's, well.
Keep doing it.
Okay. It's Christmas season.
Yeah.
Today, as we record... is the first day of Hanukkah.
That's why my cousin brought latkes to breakfast.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In his tie on the way to church.
Oh, that's
Mormon
fun.
Church.
That's fun. My dogs are anti-Semitic, so they'll be barking the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of deliveries coming all day, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be loud.
You're going to be hearing the dogs bark the whole show. And I'm sorry about that. I really am, but there's not a goddamn thing I can do about it. Fuck them. Hi, guys. Anybody doing anything fun since we won't be recording next week? Taylor, you got any plans?
No, just the regular
Christmas.
Great filler.
Just the regular. We go to Evanston on Christmas Eve. We come home. We do the Christmas morning at our house now with the Santa and stuff. Della's super stoked. We got her that elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
She has never been a bigger dick.
Really?
Than getting that. She has started to change her attitude after we started listening to the Snoop Dogg kids album because there's a lot of songs to encourage good behavior. That is what's making her good.
Not the elf
on the shelf.
Yeah, the elf on the shelf is a lot of work, I feel, and it's too much. Once you start it, you kind of are stuck with it.
Well, I bought a package, has all of the days.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Someone laid it out for me, so I didn't have to do
awesome.
Anything.
Yeah. One year, when my kids were much younger, Molly McMighty, that's the name of our elf, she wrote on the bathroom mirror, and something like, I'm watching you.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And then what I didn't know is that it bled down.
Oh.
So it looked like serial killer handwriting. And Tannen was probably six or seven, and went into the bathroom and screamed bloody murder.
That's amazing.
And then I realized that it had like bled down and it looked quite frightening in the middle of the night.
Red Robin.
We're watching you.
I'm not letting the elf do anything mischievous this year because I am not that invested.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I have, and anytime I put something on her stuff, she's like, why is the elf doing that? Like I put it in her boat, like a Barbie boat that she doesn't play with. And she's like, why is he in my boat? I'm like, I don't know, Della, ask the fucking elf.
My favorite is, it was that girl from Ireland. She had like an Irish accent and the elf had drawn with Sharpie on her face. Did you see that?
No.
Oh my God. And yeah, it's so funny. I'll find it.
What the parents drew on their kid?
Yeah, with the Sharpie. Hilarious. And she's like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
It's because you've always wanted to do that to your kid and now you have an excuse and be like, that wasn't me.
That the elf. Who, what were you up to?
Oh my gosh.
That the elf felt you needed a penis on your face.
No.
That's what you draw when people fall
asleep
first. Not
on your child.
If you're going to draw on your child, you might as well go for the whole
might as well.
Kit.
If it's a Sharpie, you might as well go the whole way.
I mean, they did like a mustache and glasses, like eyes around her.
Oh my God.
It was pretty funny.
I am all for inappropriate jokes.
Yes.
I don't think I'd do that to my kid.
No.
I don't.
I totally would.
Because I remember, and I won't say which child it was, other than it's my oldest child. And we did a werewolf mask on him one year for Halloween. And I built it so that if he talked, the mouth would move.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome.
Right? Oh, it was fucking great. And then, you know, you spirit gum it to his face.
Spirit gum?
Spirit gum. It's sticky shit for masks and latex.
Oh, bubble gum? Just kidding.
Very funny.
I'm just kidding.
And it's just glue. It's just fucking glue. You know?
Is but this like The Simpsons?
I don't watch The Simpsons.
Oh, there was an episode a long time ago when Bart bought some novelty things as a prank and he used the wrong glue.
Oh.
Did it stick to the kid?
It did. It turns out his skin does not like spirit gum.
Oh, no.
And so there I am with the nail polish remover and Q-tips.
Oh, Jesus.
Slowly, millimeter by millimeter, just pulling this off him. And all I could think to myself is it's like all the times I've done this to myself. I have pasty redhead skin. It's very sensitive. Yeah. And I just would grab whatever it was and tear it the fuck off.
Because it was your face.
Yeah.
How did he react?
He cried.
Oh.
Cried.
Did somebody laugh?
It took inside, fuck yeah. Oh my God. Inside, it was a royal. It was like a circus. Outside, nope. All concerned tones.
Took
a half an hour to get that thing off him. Took longer to get it off than it took to get it on.
Oh my
and
God.
The mouth moved when he talked. That's what I'm telling you.
Don't they have a Chewbacca? Oh yeah, the Chewbacca. They have one of those now, right?
It's really easy for a mouth to just go.
Yeah.
And that was the world's greatest comic book podcast moment.
Yeah.
We did it.
We really did.
We did it. We did.
Thanks for listening, guys. Anyway, we've got some news, but the truth is, I mean, let's just keep it casual. If something comes up and you guys want to talk, let's talk. You know, we are not going to be here next week because Christmas falls on recording day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Same with New Year's.
Yeah.
I thought that you would record something, though.
I might record something. I mean, I might. We got all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you and I record something.
You should. Well, you usually do your night before Christmas, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I already recorded that. There's no need to do
I know,
that again.
So what are you going to do? Something new.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I really liked your blog about Christmas.
If you want to hear more of my, or read more of my written words, jmbell.substack.com. It's free. I don't charge for it, even though you're supposed to. But yeah, I write there about every week or 2 weeks.
It's so good. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always look forward to it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read it every time it's posted.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I did a whole screed on December holidays a couple days back. So if you can't find it on my Facebook page, jmbell.substack.com.
I know it's resonated with people, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. This one has more engagement than the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the previous ones I've been deeper, more sherry.
Yeah.
You know, this one's more like, bah, humbug, man.
Yeah, but I think it's something that everyone can relate to. A lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, especially in the circles I run in.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. Like, this time of year is hard.
Yeah.
And we just make it seem like it's all happy and go lucky, but it's tough for a lot of people.
Did you read that post I put on Instagram that Christmas isn't so much a holiday as it is a deadline?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, that's all I could think. True. It's like, yeah, that's all I have been working to do.
Yeah.
Is meet this stupid deadline that, like, does it really matter? It matters to my kid.
Yeah.
It matters to be around people, but like the gifts, having to worry about all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last.
I like giving presents to people.
Me too.
But I don't like the peer pressure of a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's knowing, especially when my kids were younger, you know, that presents equaled status.
Yeah.
You know, and we would do several years, we did the dollar store Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the kids would get a whole bunch of shit, but each kid got about $20 spent on
it.
And then I remember we had a really, really bumper year, and we did a Big Lots Christmas. Mm-hmm. That was a good Christmas. That was a good one. I like that one.
Sometimes those turn into the best ones.
You could do a Five and Below Now one. They actually have really good stuff somehow.
Yeah, they do.
They have a lot of games. There's one in Fort Union, and there's one in Bountiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice.
It's a hit. I think it's a hit and miss.
Well,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Halloween sucked. You're right. Halloween did suck. But they have a lot of candy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that's what I want with my life.
All right, that's fair.
Which is very convenient, because I get Della candy all the time that I eat because she don't like candy.
She doesn't?
No, she doesn't. She likes, she'll eat a couple pieces and then just be done, and then ask for strawberries.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, it's definitely me.
Eat your candy, Della. Eat your candy.
I was eating something for breakfast one day, and she's like, she has a chocolate donut with sprinkles on it, and I start eating candy, and she goes, Mom, you can't have candy for breakfast. And she didn't eat the donut either, because she doesn't like sugar, really. Huh. And so she like picked off some, but it's like, don't tell me, you look. And then I ate her donut.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
Can't let
she shared. That was so nice.
She is a really good sharer lately.
Oh, that's good.
It's because of the Snoop Dogg album.
All right.
Snoop Dogg. He's a grandpa now. He gets it.
That album is so cute.
He wrote a cute album?
It's a kid's album.
Oh, I did not know that.
Called Doggyland.
Okay.
It's really cute. There's a song that's called Affirmation, the Affirmation song, and it's like, I love myself. And it's just like he's saying stuff so you could say it back to yourself.
Aww.
It's really sweet.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely going to look it up. I mean, I spent the week listening to The Clash.
Okay.
Because of Wednesday. And I listened to The Clash a lot when I was in my youth. And so it was fun to go back to that. I had that on at the store a couple of times. And then we mourned the death of the Snyderverse at the shop. We watched The Wonder Woman. Man of Steel, Wonder Woman 84, the Justice League, then the Justice League Snyder Cut, then the Justice League Snyder Cut in black and white.
Oh my gosh.
I just need noises. Yeah. I need something to make the voices stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they like televisions being on, so they'll pay attention to that while I'm working. Yeah. And so that's, yeah, so we did that. You know, and then Braxton showed up, and the first thing he put on was Man of Steel, so that he could properly mourn as well in a comic book shop. For those of you that don't know, the new guys that took over the DC studios for Warner Brothers, no more Henry Cavill as Superman, no more Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, no more Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh, no.
Oh, I loved really Affleck's like Batman.
No.
I didn't.
I did. And then I think both he and Cavill deserved a chance to play the role with a good script.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
Because they were in movies with shitty scripts.
I do like Cavill.
Yeah, I really like him. And, you know, but he's going to go on. He's going to do Highlander. He's going to do Warhammer. He's got plans. He's got shit going on, you know.
He was doing one show, though, and then he quit.
He was doing The Witcher.
Yeah, and he quit because it wasn't like he wanted to do it. And then they changed it, and he's like, I'm not going to do this. This isn't, like, I'll do this season, but it's not what I was wanting.
Yeah, they went too far away from the books.
Yeah.
And he got on that as a passion project because he wanted to do it like the books. And instead, you know, TV writers are all, yeah, we ran out of books.
I like that he quit.
Yeah.
Because of that. It made me kind of happy. It's like, good for you.
Well, and I like that they're viewing the show as, like, one of the guys that's involved with it was like, it's like Bond. You know, we can just replace the character and the character can keep doing the character's thing.
The same thing.
Henry Cavill can't play this character forever. So they're bringing in Liam Hemsworth the younger, almost as good looking, but not quite not as Chris Hemsworth.
No. Almost as good looking.
Yeah, but not.
That third Hemsworth, he's the catch. Fourth Hemsworth.
I think the first one's the catch.
I don't really know. I know.
That's Chris.
Chris. That's four. Yes. Chris is a big deal in our house.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely switch softball teams.
Softball.
Me yep. too.
Yep. Wow, we just talked a long time.
That's okay.
Let's play a sounder. Everybody ready for 56 minutes
so
of
ready.
Surreal?
56 seconds.
Ugh, we'll take a breath.
It feels like 56
take a
minutes.
Big breath.
You're right. All right, here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make.
Oh, it's not his announcement. Fuck, I hate the internet sometimes. I really, really hate the internet sometimes.
Let's find it.
They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get the announcement on this one.
Yeah.
We didn't. Anyway.
I actually don't think I watched the announcement, like the whole. Because all I could focus on is his superhero with the lasers. Mm-hmm. All I could think is Homelander in The Boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Except, you know, not as charming.
That's anyway, true somehow.
Donald Trump's major announcement last week was wildly embarrassing to a lot of the president's supporters. He popped up on his little Truth Social and said, major announcement. And the QAnon guys went nuts. And they're like, it's time. He's taking back over. It's time. Everything's coming to a head. Here comes Kennedy Jr. And then he pops up and he's selling fucking NFTs. Several months after the bottom fell out of the NFT market?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I still don't know what an NFT is. Nice fucking tits. That's a shirt I saw. That's what it was.
Now that I'd invest in.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a non-fungible token. And basically you imaginarily own something that you spend real money on. You know?
Like Getty Images?
Sort of.
Just kidding.
I mean, it
just sounds stupid.
Yeah,
it's like this is you guys are
stupid.
Wasting all your money on this.
Yes, it is wildly so stupid.
You don't even own it.
No, but the fun thing about these is like you could just copy and paste it, print them out.
What are you gonna do, Trump? I want to know who the model was for this because it sure as hell wasn't him.
Oh, it was clip art.
Yeah,
I thought maybe that'd be fun if it was Biden. He just.
One of the pictures
over.
Actually looked like Biden to me.
I know,
well,
that's
they
why
put
I
him in
that.
Aviators.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't wear aviators.
No, he doesn't wear glasses. He stares at the sun for fuck's sake.
So funny.
It is nuts.
Maybe he wears those like tanning bed glasses thingies because that's why his eyes are always white around it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, Trump promoted the limited edition cards late on Thursday, saying one would make a great Christmas gift. There were 45,000 of the cards available for $99 each, according to OpenSea. The announcement drew criticism and mockery, including from Republicans. I can't do this anymore, said Steve Bannon.
God, you know you're said that so many times.
Anyone involved in the project ought to be fired today, he said. Yeah, it was nuts. Let's see. What do we got? The funds would not be put towards his presidential campaign, according to the website for the NFTs, which, by the way, sold out in record time.
I wonder how.
Yeah. But yeah, NFT International LLC is not owned, managed, or controlled by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, CIC Digital LLC, or any of their respective principals or affiliates. So if you buy the NFT, okay, you don't own it 100%.
No. Right.
If you gift it or sell it to someone, 10% of its estimated value has to be paid back to Trump.
I just don't understand what you do with it. You put it on your, what do you do with it?
Nothing.
Screensaver?
Maybe.
Yeah. But I can take a screenshot and do the same thing.
Yeah.
I can literally take a picture of this and print it out and laminate it and be like, here is a trading card.
What it comes down to is you have what's called a digital wallet. Mm-hmm. And you keep them in your digital wallet. The digital wallet is also fake, but it's where you store your cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't buy these unless you have a crypto wallet.
Okay.
So
that makes a little more sense to me.
It doesn't.
Well, I understand, like, the wallet, like, that's where you keep them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is nuts. Alex Jones in bankruptcy court. Trying to tell the court that he cannot live on $10,000 a week.
I bet he can't.
That's how much Britney Spears pays in child support per kid for the two.
Yeah,
it probably pays more now, but
yeah,
I bet he can't. His cost of living is so high. You got to change that.
Yeah, get yourself an apartment.
That's how it works.
Stop eating avocado toast.
Stop buying coffee. Make it at home.
Yeah, but he's already been fined $1.5 billion by juries.
Oh no.
Yep.
Yep. It sucks for consequences.
Yeah, I hope he struggles every day. Like, struggles.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. I'd like him to live on what I make. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fair.
He couldn't do that.
No.
For a month, that would be like, what is he spending his money on?
No, he'd make up something fake to sell.
Yeah.
An NFT.
Yeah. Well, make him move to Utah. They really love that shit around here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just knock these two out real quick, and then we'll take a quick break. The men convicted of aiding to plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer got a shitload of prison time.
It did. That was good.
Turns out, if you plot the kidnapping of an elected official, that is frowned upon. The trio is given sentences that will put each of the three in prison for at least 7 years.
Good.
Yep.
They had terrorists. Yeah, terrorist charges. Yep. I don't understand how they only got 7 years.
Yeah, me too. Probably because they didn't do it.
Do it.
Because they couldn't.
Yeah. Carrie Lake, the GOP's failed Arizona gubernatorial candidate, was mocked on Tuesday for telling a story that critics suggested sounded like bullshit. The tweet is, UPS guy just told us he is devastated that they stole another election and asked how he could help. The fake news may spin it. Officials behind the sham election may lie, but Arizonans get it. They know our elections are a joke.
I bet she didn't even tip her UPS driver.
Yeah. It then went to follow. Kevin Cruz, big strong UPS guy, really macho guy, came running up and said he never cries. Oh, please sign here. He never cries, but he's cried so strongly and so muchly over the stolen election, which was definitely stolen because of reasons, and he was so, so sad. True story.
She would never let anybody up to her door.
Nope.
And talk to them?
Yeah.
How is life treating you? Tell me, please.
I like this one. She has an imaginary friend who isn't really a friend, but someone who brings her stuff.
Santa.
Yeah, this tweet by Carrie Lake gave me a marvelous idea, says Jamie Cassop. Hey, kids. I bought you the most expensive Christmas presents, but the UPS packages were stolen. Of all the things that never happened, says Liberal Lisa in Oklahoma, of all the things that never happened, this never happened the most.
I think this shit happens all the time, though. Like, politicians making up conversations constituents.
I have arguments in my head or conversations that I had years before. With actual people, and they just do that just to see what can happen.
Yep.
I got this one from Pour Me Coffee. Is the UPS guy in the room with us now?
Can you see him? Is he talking to you?
What's he saying? And then I think one of my favorites was my local FedEx driver felt you lost because of no political experience and the Trump endorsement pushing away moderate Republicans. I'll see what my DoorDasher says if I order out tonight for dinner.
I love the DoorDasher.
All right, gang. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. More news.
Awesome.
Simple solution to their problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, Jeff here.
And JC here.
Oh, and Taylor.
I want to talk to you about Patreon. Patreon is how, for the most part, we are paying the bills around here.
Come on, help us pay some bills.
It's important. These shows cost money to both make and distribute, and we don't ask for money very often. And what we're asking for here is you, as a listener, pitching in $5, $10 a month, you know, over the course of the year to help us grow and get bigger. We need it now. More than ever.
But look, you're not just throwing us money. We're going to give you something really unique for your money. Normally, everything you get from us is free. You get a free download of our podcast, The Left Show, the world's greatest podcast, comic book podcast, and of course...
The truck stop visits.
Yeah, the trucks. And instead, we're going to give you exclusive content. Stuff that we record separately that is then put out for only you to listen to.
Yeah, and our exclusive content, you get more as a Patreon member of our family than you do anywhere else. So go to the website for your favorite of the Defend Media families, whether that be theleftshow.com, worldsgreatestpodcast.com. Click on the Patreon button, become a part of the family, and start getting the cool shit nobody else is getting.
You know you want it. You know you do.
Just do it.
All right. Any fun childhood Christmas memories? Anyone?
Trying to think. I can't think.
I'm trying to theme the show.
You know, that was just like, you put it on me really fast.
The only Christmas memory I have as a child is wrapping my own presents.
Oh my gosh.
Leaving them out when I was like 5 years old. I don't know if that's what you were looking for, but...
Mine was... I think it was 83 or 84. All I wanted and all I had asked for years was a fucking X-Wing that I could put my little Luke in, fly him around the house.
Aww.
Little X-Wing. And you pushed on R2's head and the wings popped into the X.
Nice.
You know, and you pushed it again and they folded up. That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted.
The one thing.
The one thing. I didn't want a fucking bike. I didn't want a baseball bat. I didn't want skis. I didn't want anything. I wanted a fucking X-Wing. I got a snow speeder because my parents didn't know the difference between something that actually in the name is the shape of the toy. I want an X-Wing.
Oh, no.
And they're like, it got you the Star Wars flyy
aww
thing. You got it. And I was just like, fine. The goddamn thing that Luke crashed and killed his buddy and got stepped on, and it's like, this is the unluckiest ship in the fleet until they did the ones with the really slow moving bombers. You know, I'm just like, that one
hurt. How old were you?
11 or 12.
Aww.
Christmas was never the same.
That was also the year where my sister woke us up at like 3:30 in the fucking morning, and we went out and started playing with the stuff that Santa left,
because
Santa doesn't wrap.
Yeah, oh. I know.
You're not allowed to open a wrap present, but you can play with the Santa shit.
Oh,
and
I didn't
then
know
I remember my mom, and it was like, this was a traumatic memory until I had kids of my own. My mom comes storming out, get back to bed. Get out of bed when you're told to get out of bed. And if you know my mom, she's tiny,
yes,
and adorable, and has a cute little squeaky voice.
Yeah.
This was Beelzebub. She was mad. So
she probably just fell asleep.
Put everything back in a pile. So we had to neatly stack all of the presents that we had been playing with. And then we all tromped off back to bed. Now, my kids, they sleep in.
Yeah.
Never once did they beat me out of bed.
Yeah, same. My kids are the same.
Yep, which was pretty
funny. I was like so excited. I'm like, wake up, guys, come on. I want to open presents.
I have a chemical imbalance. I get it. I don't know. I'm
liking, like, the last couple years, our life is a little bit different. It's not what it was when the kids were little.
Yeah.
It looks different. And I think I can, I just can't get caught up in making Christmas look like it did then and like looking a certain way, like it does in Utah. It doesn't look for like that for me anymore. And so I've stopped fighting it and just went with it. And it makes it so much better.
All my children are adults.
Yeah.
Yours are getting there.
They're almost there.
Yeah.
And I don't have to have them on Christmas morning. We can do our own thing later, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. And okay. I'm delighted with it.
And I got the 4-year-old.
And you're doing Christmas morning on Christmas morning.
So we've been there.
Yeah.
We know the shoes you're walking in.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's so cute. We get her, like, she asked Santa for 2 things. Those are the 2 things she's going to get.
Smart.
The rest are for mom and dad.
Yeah, we did that too. They got to ask Santa for 1 thing,
mm-hmm.
and Santa does not bring electronics.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm getting credit for all electronics.
All the big things.
Anything that costs more than socks and underwear.
Dude, yeah.
The thing we got her, because she wanted a Barbie, giant Barbie camper.
Ooh.
It's huge. And it still costs like $120, yeah. $130, but like she's going to be stoked.
Yeah.
And this is a great way for me to get rid of a lot of other shit she doesn't, like she has, but doesn't remember that she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just casually be like, oh, we got to fit all this here, so let's move all this other yes. shit.
This is one I hope my kids don't listen to, but we used to, when they would go to preschool or whatever, you know, go in their room and throw shit away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, grab this toy, that toy, the other, and cull from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. You have to, especially with stuffed animals. We had a rule, like, ugh. I had one kid obsessed with stuffed animals. And I found like a little box, and I said, you can keep any stuffed animals that fit in this little tub.
Nice.
And that's it. But the other kids could get like 1 or 2, but they would take over the house.
See, I didn't have the stones to do it to their face. I did it when they weren't around.
Yeah. No. We put like Della's shit in a tub, and then I put it in the shed. If she doesn't ask for it for in 2 weeks,
yeah,
it's gone.
It's very good.
We donated a lot, and my kids love that. In fact, sometimes that made me upset. I'm like, do you know how much that was? And
I
you just
know.
Want to fucking throw it away and donate it? No, you can't give your Game Boy to a friend.
I like that one.
Oh yeah, they were always trying to do that.
I don't know. So Trump has lost basically the last 3 election cycles.
Yes.
2018, presidential year of 2020, 2022.
Yep.
Pretty much everything he did and touched went down in flames. The only thing he's managed to win was the electoral count of his own election.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not the popular vote.
Right.
Which, and we'll probably jump into this sometime in the next 2 years with both feet, about how the Electoral College needs to go, because we need to get rid of all the old Jim Crow shit.
It's like a whole show.
But that's not today. So he's announced that he's running for president again because he thinks that's going to give him some sort of cover with all the problem he's in with Johnny Law.
Yeah, so much.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to. We've got, as this show drops on Monday, I believe it's the last of the January 6th committees. I think that they vote to release the report and then make criminal referrals. They vote to make criminal referrals to the DOJ pretty much on everybody that they've investigated and have evidence about. More than we know. Far, far more than we know. I mean, they've got tens of thousands of man hours into investigations at this point. They're definitely going to know shit we don't know.
Well, yeah.
So McConnell has started taking little old man jabs at Trump.
Yeah, so, with those little turtle paws.
Little beady, beady, beady.
Yeah,
yep. He blamed Trump for the candidate quality problem for 2022. This marks the 3rd time in 3 weeks that McConnell's directly criticized the former president after repeatedly avoiding engaging with him over the past 2 years.
He's coming out of his shell.
Stronger pushback.
Nice.
That's very good.
That was good.
Comes as polls show. That was really good. Stronger pushback comes as polls show Trump support is slipping among Republican voters, a trend that has accelerated since Trump-aligned candidates lost all the important races across the country in the midterms. USA Today Suffolk poll published on Tuesday of last week showed that 61% of Republicans and Republican-leaning voters want someone else to be the party's nominee in 2024, which is good. One GOP senator said Trump's basically leaking oil. Like he's got a cracked head gasket. And if that's not apt, I don't know what is. But as you guys that are listening heard at the top of the show, Adam Kinzinger took a swing at the majority of the party on his way out the door. He gave a speech in the well of the House in which he's basically like, you are all a bunch of idiot, on purpose, ignorant racists. Yeah. You know, it's disgusting. Yeah. You have no cojones. Is what he would have said were he not so white. He took a couple swings at Democrats because he's doing the right thing with the January 6th committee doesn't mean he's not a fucking Republican.
No.
You know, so he took some swings at us going out the door. And what's worse is that his criticisms were pretty fucking right on the spot. We've talked about it on the show before. Not really in depth because, one, I was too shocked because of how stupid it was. But Democrats all across the country spent millions, literal millions of dollars, propping up hard right candidates, running ads against their opponents in their primaries and all of that, so that the nuttiest fuckers in the world would be on the ballot because someone supposed that running against nutty fuckers was the way to win. It worked, and it shouldn't have, but it did. Mm-hmm. And if it hadn't, think of the fucking mess we'd be in right now.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, okay, you play Russian roulette. That's a stupid fucking game. Just because you pull the trigger and it doesn't hit a bullet that first time doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Right.
Please stop.
Please.
And I don't think they're going to.
No.
You know, but when you look at candidates that we threw out there over the last few years, like Charlie fucking Crist, you know, and what's his name? McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe, you know, that lost to Republicans. We're not doing great on that either. We're recycling old news too often versus what, you know, the Republicans do, which is basically, you ever see one of those videos of a hippopotamus having a shit and his tail is like a fucking propeller and it just throws shit everywhere?
No. That's what they mean.
Yeah. That is, to me, the Republican nominating process this
Whoever
last,
is.
Last year.
Oh, wow.
It just...
Yeah, that's a great visual.
That is. That is amazing.
Because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but hippopotami, it put out a lot of shit. And the little tail of theirs just like a propeller.
I did not know that.
Yep.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Of course, I've never watched that video. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. You want me to find it?
No.
It's funny.
No.
Okay.
I love this.
Are you finding it? People said no.
No, I'm totally not finding it. We're moving on with the show.
Okay.
Yeah, I like this next one. I know.
I do too. I believe the next one. I'm not going to play the sounder for it because it's a standalone, but we are saying goodbye to Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert's done. He didn't run for his congressional seat again. He ran to be AG of Texas and got his ass handed to him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yep. And so we're not going to have him around anymore.
Can I tap for that?
Tap.
Tap.
Yep. So Gohmert decided that what he would do... is a Bush-era Justice Department official called Bill Barr a liar. Right? So, we have a temper tantrum.
Yeah, like you do.
Serious Louis Gohmert temper tantrum.
Temper tantrum.
So we're going to listen to that real quick. Give me just a sec to load that up.
Shrouding himself in the rhetoric and trappings of the rule of law, even as he desecrates and undermines the institutions that make it possible. But to me, Barr's crowning dishonesty is the portrait of Edward Leavy that a recent New York Times article showed hanging on the wall of his conference room as though the current incumbent
Regular order. The witness will conclude.
Regular order is right.
We're way beyond regular order.
The witness will continue.
Can I have one more sentence here?
By all means.
Okay. But to me, Barr's crowning dishonesty is the portrait of Edward Levy that a
Mr.
recent
Chairman, I would New York ask Times that the sergeant at arms witness be called upon to stop the disruption of this meeting. I can't hear this witness. This is a very important witness.
He's way beyond
the chair.
And if there are no rules about when people can talk, there's no rules about when you can make noise.
Oh, my God.
Ah, Louie.
That's a... I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
There are no laws.
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous. Do you have no respect for the rules whatsoever?
The witness will conclude.
He's 2 minutes beyond concluding, and you don't let us have that kind of time. You gavel down immediately. You're being grossly unfair. This man had a written statement, and he knew to cut it to 5 minutes. He couldn't do it. Either we have rules or we don't.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness will conclude.
Thank you.
Well, then we can keep making noise.
In closing, it needs to be said that Bill Barr does regularly lie in ways that impact official action.
Mr. Chairman, there's not order in the room. There's a banging.
No, there's certainly not.
Mr. Chairman, we do have Gene Cooper removed.
I'll throw a pen at his head.
The gentleman,
like, just stop.
Where's Nancy Pelosi?
That's what you said a while ago, and he didn't conclude.
The gentleman.
Oh, Louie, you piece of shit. I'm going to miss him.
We talk about him all the time.
Yeah, he's. I think he's the only politician we have with his own sounder that lasted past 2012. Because we had one for Romney.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. When Obama was running against him, we had one for Romney News. But yeah, the Louie Gohmert of the Week. It's still a segment I will use to keep his mind, keep him top of mind in perpetuity.
Right.
But knowing full well that Boebert and Green are dumber than him is frustrating to me. It's very frustrating.
It's a low bar.
It's such a low bar, and they walked right under it.
Yeah,
because they're tiny. They're very short.
They are very tiny.
They're very short. Let's see. Moving on. An Intel analyst tried to prevent the January 6th attack, but the Department of Homeland Security didn't do shit.
What?
A 21-year-old intelligence analyst on December 20th, 2020, went online to search for local Washington, D.C. fishing holes and stumbled upon the blueprint of a plot to storm the Capitol and execute members of Congress and law enforcement officers to prevent the certification of electoral votes, making Joe Biden the next president. The domestic terrorism analyst with the Department of Homeland Security saw a link to a website where people, quote, actively at that moment were discussing the commission of acts of terroristic violence and a violent overthrow of the government of the United States, according to the analyst's written account, later provided to investigators. There, the analyst, quote, witnessed upwards of 500 pages worth of potential threats to national security.
Holy shit.
Yep. DHS analysts also saw, quote, discussion references of overthrowing the U.S. government by force, sparking a second civil war, veiled credible threats of violence towards other U.S. persons who were perceived enemies, specifically members of Congress and other federal employees. Quote, like so many Americans, I watched the events of January 6, 2021 transpire, shocked, scared, and horrified. But for me, there was a deeper connection to the event. I was one of the DHS intelligence officials charged with trying to prevent that day's violence, the intelligence analyst wrote in a four-page letter provided to the Inspector General's investigators. Yahoo News obtained a copy of the letter and the unredacted version of the final Inspector General investigation report documenting the analyst's efforts and dozens of credible threats the DHS saw but did not act upon. Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it. And then to finish up this segment, Utah Republican Mike Lee.
Boo.
Fuck you, Mike Lee.
Introduces a bill to outlaw all porn nationwide.
Okay.
Look, buddy, I don't know why you keep trying to ruin my Mondays.
He has a porn addiction. obviously.
Yeah, his wife obviously caught him.
Yeah, it's like the OnlyFans, but all of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Senator Mike Lee this week introduced the Interstate Obscenity Definition Act. I swear to God, IOTA. A bill that nominally aims to, quote, establish a national definition of obscenity. Look in a mirror, Mike.
We already have to acknowledge that our age is 18 in Utah.
Yeah.
Like, grow up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Okay, so in effect, it would outlaw all online sexual content nationwide. The United States does not currently have a national definition of obscenity.
Yeah, how do you define that?
Mike Lee looks in a mirror. Jurisprudence has established the Miller test, which has been a legal standard in federal courts for 50 years. According to the statement of Lee's office, the Utah senator believes it's time to codify those standards set in 1973, under which the production and distribution of porn content would have been legal in the United States. According to Lee, the Supreme Court has struggled to define obscenity, and its current definition under the Miller test runs into serious challenges when applied to the internet. Look, is it obscene to watch a film of a penis going into a vagina?
No.
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 A fist? Maybe.
I don't know that's...
That's not like... It's not my thing.
That's, for me, that would be my definition of obscene. Obscenity? Yes. I don't need that.
Human puppetry? That's where you draw the line?
Yeah. But other people, I you know,
I think
probably don't feel that way.
I don't think Mike Lee even looks at himself naked on the mirror.
No, he's probably one of those never nudes.
Never nude for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have to wear their magic underwear.
No, I just think like even in the shower, he doesn't look down.
Wash. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't wash his lower bits for fear of sin. So Lee's office posted a one-page summary of IOTA, stating that obscenity is not protected speech under the First Amendment and is prohibited from interstate or foreign transmission under U.S. law. I'm going to murder that fucking dog.
Okay, I'm going to go.
I'm sorry, honey.
You're good.
Okay. Lee's proposed redefinition of obscenity would eliminate the Miller test references to contemporary community standards and applicable state law, instead defining obscene material as any material that, one, taken as a whole, appeals to the prudent interest in nudity, sex, or erection. Two, depicts, describes, or represents actual or simulated sexual acts with the objective of intent to arouse, titillate, or gratify the sexual desires of a person. So he's talking about old Skinamax movies there.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's all silhouettes and innuendo. Yep. And three, taken as a whole, lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value, of which Mike Lee knows dipshit about all four of those.
The people in porns that pretend they're political know more about it than him.
Yeah, and one of the things I've noticed is I have been a connoisseur, you know, of naked movies for many years now, is an odd number of adult performers are right-wingers. It's weird.
That is weird.
It is. Now, the ones that are libertarians, I kind of get. You know, that's a good mindset for somebody that works in adult entertainment, is basically like, get the government off my back.
Yeah.
I need to put someone there. but yeah, I mean, it's always weird when you see right wing talking points coming out of the mouth of someone. There's a punchline I'm headed towards. I'm just going to steer to the other direction.
Why?
Well, yeah, it's like you're going to do something that dirty with your mouth.
Then
why would you say Republican words too? That's doubling down on the dirty.
They don't like you.
They don't. They want to put you out of work.
Yeah.
What's
this? MyAdultAttorney.com.
Industry attorney Corey Silverstein of MyAdultAttorney.com and Adult.law told the paper that Lee is, quote, correct that obscenity is difficult to define, even believes that exchanging contemporary community standards for a national standard is not necessarily a bad idea. Hmm. He notes, however, that where Senator Lee goes wrong is that his bill does not specifically call for a nationwide standard. Senator Lee appears to be attempting to change Miller versus California and in essence overrule it, which in my opinion is unconstitutional.
Lee being unconstitutional?
Yeah, Senator Short Sale?
Never.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back on the other side, we got more news.
Nice.
My pain into purpose is pretty much what I have done to start this foundation.
In August 2020, after the death of George Floyd, Bridget Floyd and other family members established the George Floyd Memorial Foundation in support of the Black community.
It's going to take more than just us as a foundation. It's going to take the community, the world, to make a change.
Fight for racial justice for the Black community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Grant Wall, Bob McGrath, and Kirstie Alley.
Live long and prosper? Not so much.
DC is not happy with Dwayne Johnson. Brad Pitt is selling out. Jenna Ortega filmed that dance scene while sick with COVID.
Prosecute Fauci!
In movie picture news, Charlize Theron tells us what she thinks of us.
Aww.
Not surprised.
A Dark Tower TV series is in the works.
Hopefully they'll do it justice this time.
Wonder Woman 3 may be dead, but the Batman 2 is still happening.
Damn the patriarchy.
In comics, Marvel celebrates Stan Lee's 100th birthday.
Do they really?
Marvel will resurrect Doctor Strange.
But not Stan Lee.
Scout Comics is teaming up with Chispa Comics and Much Mas Media for a Latinx superhero universe. We review All Against All, 14, Spider-Man, Rorschach, and Who is Namor? All this and William Shatner's top 10 albums. Facefront, true believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
I don't mean to be disparaging. I'm just saying, if I were William Shatner, a couple of my own albums should have made it to the list.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Do you guys remember in the run-up to... Oh, the last... 2020, it was certainly a little bit, but I think 2018, it was even louder. The right wing was making all of these noises about something called the 1619 Project. The 1619 Project is basically a historic preservation and sharing of the history of American slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super important. Really, really, really hard-hitting stuff.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see this.
Yeah. So Hulu has an upcoming six-part limited docu-series, The 1619 Project. It's going to launch on January 26th on Hulu in the States. And then I think Disney everywhere else.
They're the same company.
Yeah, they really are. The series is an expansion of the project of the same name from journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones and the New York Times Magazine. Hosted by Hannah-Jones, the 1619 Project seeks to reframe the country's history by placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans at the very center of our national narrative. The episodes are Democracy, Race, Music, Capitalism, Fear, and Justice. They're adapted from essays that were written by Hannah-Jones. The 1619 Project, a new origin story, and examine how the legacy of slavery shapes different aspects of contemporary American life. Very much looking forward to this. Very much not looking forward to how wildly uncomfortable it's going to make
you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well.
But you gotta.
That's the goal of it.
Yeah.
Harpo. It's a Harpo production.
Yeah, that doesn't startle me. You know. I would. I mean, I'd actually expect it to be honest.
I like their,
Because it's big. I mean, it is big and it is important and she puts her money in stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. She's also got Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz on her goddamn...
We all make mistakes.
We all do.
I made two of them as well.
Honestly, though, were they your kids? As bad as your two mistakes are, They're not as bad as Dr. Phil and Dr.
Not my kids. I'm good with all four. I was 4 for 4 on that one.
Nobody will ever be as bad as those. Well, yeah, they would. But like, come on, Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil, neither are doctors.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or senators.
My ex wasn't a life coach either. Not a qualified one.
You don't even need to have a bachelor's degree for that.
No, Taylor, he got out of jail for child abuse and became a life coach. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, you could be. Anybody can call themselves a life coach, can't they?
Uh huh.
Yeah, but those of us that probably should be life coaches wouldn't.
No.
No. Like, I've seen some shit, man. I could share.
Yeah.
But I can't because I am too fucked up.
Yeah, because we recognize.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
Awareness.
I'm not doing that.
They have no awareness.
Let me tell you what I did so you could do the other way. Mm-hmm. That's how I would coach.
You know, we tried that with one of the kids.
Did not work.
Took it as a roadmap.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, when I was young, I did dumb stuff like blah, blah, blah. And it had consequences. So you want to be careful. And so he would do it. And the consequences popped up. And he was never as good at talking his way out of trouble as I was at his age. You know, which always frustrated me. I'm like, you're a smart kid. How do you not get yourself out of this?
Yeah.
You know.
I had one.
Some bullshit.
My son was like that too. If you're gonna get in trouble, at least be smart about it.
Yeah, or at least make it epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're gonna get caught,
go out big.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go up a little canyon behind the Provo Temple, and there is a gigantic shale slide. It's about 200 yards long, top to bottom. And you hike up over one side, and you get to the top of the shale slide, and then you basically run a few steps and then start hopping.
Oh.
And every time you land, and you do this in the middle of the night, because you're not supposed to do it, so you do it in the middle of the night, but every time that shale slaps upon itself, it sparks.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
Yeah.
We used to do that. So I wasn't drinking, and I wasn't doing drugs. We went to the Denny's down in Provo. We got all hypered up on coffee and fries with ranch because that's all we ever fucking bought.
Yep.
And then I would do fries with gravy and everybody thought I was insane.
That sounds amazing. It's poutine. Just put cheese on top.
Didn't know about putting cheese on it at the time. Didn't know about poutine.
Poutine burgers? I'll send you the recipe.
Okay. And so anyway, we went up the canyon. We ran up and down that fucking shale thing until 4 o'clock in the morning. I get in the car. You know, I go home. Dad's already awake. And he's like, what happened? And I'm like, you know what? We had a really, really scary experience, Dad. But at the end, I prayed.
Oh, my God. You're
so that is manipulation.
And I felt so much better and so much safer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I feel awful about this, saying it now. It was fucking hilarious at the time. And he patted me on the shoulder and he's like, that's good. That's good. That's what you're supposed to do in difficult situations.
God.
And I went in and went to bed and I didn't get grounded or anything. And I was out with the car 8 hours past when I was supposed to be home, you know? And then, yeah. So I got away with that. My other trick was, and I keep waiting for one of my kids to pull it and they didn't, was you got to be home at 9. So I'd show up at home at 9, but I'd have all my friends with me that needed rides home.
Nice.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's like, Dad, I'm home. Okay. And I brought, you know, John and Jason and Nut and all these other folks. And he's like, you need to take them home? I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's not what I mean by be home at 9.
See, we did the thing where it's like we'd have to be home at a certain time. That time was when my parents would usually be asleep. So we'd wake them up and be like, hey, we're home. And they're like, okay. And then we just fucking leave again.
Yeah. See, I worry about that because when I go to bed, I am out.
Yeah, you are.
I'm out, like, no matter what. And so then I worry, and this did happen. Our 15-year-old just snuck out of the house, and about 4:30 or was it like...
It was coming up on 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, when we came, the dogs were kind of going crazy for a while, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? When I went out, she's coming down the hall, like, bright-eyed. I'm like, what are you doing?
She is never bright-eyed.
No, not at that time.
Until noon.
She says, oh, I just had to go out to the car to get my charger. And I thought, okay, And then I turned and went back to bed, and then I sent her a text that said, "Where were you really?" And she's like, "I'm sorry, I went out with my friends."
Oh my God, holy shit.
Dad's the last place I lived with my dad was in American Fork, Northern American Fork, almost Highland. And I would sneak out the window. I was in the basement. And I'd go out the window and run around to the front. My friends would pick me up, and we'd all run down to Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway out the window one night, my ass is about the only thing left in my room. And my dad pops in. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm sneaking out." He's like, "Okay, you're old enough and you're big enough to go out the door." And I'm like, "I can't go out the door, Dad." "If I'm careful with the screen, can I please keep sneaking out the window?" And he's like, "Yeah."
Oh my God.
"Where are you going?" I'm like, "We're going down to the Denny's in Provo."
He's like, that's the only thing open.
He's like, "Okay."
How old were you?
16. 15, 16. Mm-hmm. I just like that he's like, "You're big enough.
You can go through the front door."
You know, but my street cred was, I'm sneaking out of the house. I cannot just walk out the front fucking door.
You got a tiny little mother
who embarrassing
could stop you.
Mm-hmm.
If she wanted.
Well, we didn't live with her then.
Oh. Okay.
So I had my stepmom.
You were living with Dolly.
Yeah. And Dolly was super permissive because she just wanted to know where you were going and when you'd be home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, her youngest was such a fuck up that, you know, she's just like, "You guys are going to do it, and I'd rather have you not be in trouble."
Yeah.
You know, she was great. She was a great lady. I miss her a lot.
It's hard to find the balance, you know, of like, and I think each kid is different. That's the other thing. What works for one kid does not work for another.
No.
It's hard being a parent.
It's hard being a parent to that dog.
Yeah. He's not mine, so.
That's fair. It's not mine either.
Hey, look, guys. Rose Park assault suspect is arrested.
Good.
Nice.
Very nice. Okay, so every once in a while a Republican does something and I go, "Oh.
Interesting.
How'd you get there? Your whole intellectual philosophy is headed in the other direction."
Right.
You know, and then on this one, I'm like, "Hey, how did you get there? This is a really cool thing that I'm about to share with you, the listener. But I think I figured out how they got there. And while it may not have been Governor Cox that got there in that direction, this idea came from an anti-intellectual."
Yes.
Okay. Utah's governor has said that the state is loosening the requirements for a 4-year degree as it seeks to recruit potential employees. Quote, "Degrees have become a blanketed barrier to entry in too many jobs," Governor Spencer Cox said in a statement. "Instead of focusing on demonstrated competence, the focus too often has been on a piece of paper. We're changing that." I see that. I'm like, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got so many friends that are so talented at what they do, but they can't get jobs because they didn't go into a lifetime of crippling debt.
Right. Which doesn't make sense because since I've been applying to jobs, like, in my 20s and stuff, people cared more about experience than a degree.
Yeah. But did they have a degree in the qualifications to get you in the door?
No.
Oh, weird. That's all I run into. You know? And my thing is that my degrees are so fucking old. They're for parts of the media that don't exist anymore.
Oh, just lie.
I should.
Yeah. Who's going to look it up? I don't know. The county does a lot of, like, the equivalent of, if you have the experience, then you don't necessarily need it. And I appreciate that because I don't have one. I don't have any college. So I don't know if this is really going to make a difference, though. It's going to be up to individual
companies,
employers. Yeah. If they're really going to do that.
Well, this is the state. This is just for the state.
Okay. I thought that was already a thing. Oh, is this for teachers?
Probably.
Because they can't get people to be teachers anymore because they've taken everything out of teachers.
You know, a teacher makes about twice what I do. Maybe I should go be a teacher.
You can.
You should.
You should.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
I don't think so.
I would hate it. I don't like kids.
I did. I was an associate professor for two semesters. That's, you're not a real professor. You're just filling in a class you know shit about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did like that. But I have taught younger people, and I don't appreciate them very much.
Because they're pieces of shit, usually.
Yeah.
Because they haven't learned how to be, like, quiet pieces of shit.
Yeah.
They're loud.
Yeah. It's true. So I'm going to see how this one plays out. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited about it. I think ultimately it's a good thing, even though I'm sure it was brought to people that are like, oh, those elitists and their 4-year degrees.
Yeah.
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 Twitter is all fucked up. So some former employees are creating a new program called Spill, which I like that name. I think that's clever.
I do too.
Alfonso Terrell and Davaris Brown met and became friends working at Twitter. But yeah, so they're building a new social media platform of their own. I like this quote. We were the only two black guys in there, and we were like, hey, we'll be friends. said Terrell, who served as the platform's global head of social and editorial until last month. He's one of the thousands of employees laid off on Elon Musk's takeover. Brown is a project manager lead at Twitter, working on the machine learning, but left in 2020 to fund Miroxa, a Series A startup that makes it easier for companies to build their data pipelines.
Hmm.
So they're announcing waitlist signups for Spill. Already signed up.
Nice.
You did?
For the waitlist, yeah.
Nice.
Which they describe as a real-time conversational platform that puts culture first.
Interesting.
Yep. They're going to launch in 6 to 8 weeks.
Good.
So,
nice.
Once upon a time, you know, in one of my weird tech bona fides, I was on the Gmail beta. Back when you had to have an invitation to get in.
Oh, I remember that.
Hangouts?
Yeah, I remember Hangouts.
Yeah.
And Buzz.
Yeah.
But with Gmail, I knew a guy from a training I had done at the AFL-CIO headquarters in D.C. that worked for Microsoft on the Excel team. And he had come in to teach us how to do spreadsheet shit, which I didn't really pay attention to, but he was funny. So I hung out with him during lunch, and we knew him. And so I reached out to him, hadn't talked to him since the training, and was like, hey, buddy, can I get an invite? And he's like, what makes you think I have invites? I'm like, you're you. And he's like, damn it. Sent me an invite.
Do you have limited invites?
Yeah, you only got three, I think.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. And then I remember when they opened it up, and it wasn't special anymore, and I still use Gmail.
Who did you give your invites to?
I have no idea. I have no memory of it. Honestly, I think I gave them to... I was playing a game at the time. It was an online combat game called Unreal Tournament 2004. And I played with the same group of guys from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what each other looked like. You know, we'd never, for the most part, met in real life at all. But we would, a couple hours a day, all end up in the same server, and, you know, we'd form teams and shoot each other, and we just got super friendly, and I'm pretty sure that's where all my invites went, was to guys in the Unreal Tournament clan. Hmm. So.
That's funny, I had no idea there was invites like that.
Yeah, that was how it started.
Hmm. It's only three?
Yeah.
It's elite group.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, that was one of the first 10,000.
Oh, babe.
Yeah.
That's how I was on MySpace.
Means nothing.
What? That's how I was on MySpace.
Oh.
Yeah.
I miss MySpace.
Yeah, I miss judging people in my friend group.
When was MySpace? When was that big?
2000. 2001 to 2000. No, 2003 about.
Yeah.
Because I was just graduating.
Okay.
To about 2012.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we all ran to fucking Facebook.
Because
I didn't.
Yeah.
I got off MySpace like a couple years after I had it, and then I just didn't care about Facebook until I went and studied in London and how to remember people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've only been on Facebook maybe 11 years.
Yeah.
12 years. Yeah.
I've been on since 2007.
Yeah.
I think 2008.
I was late to the party.
Yeah.
I never did MySpace either, but I think it was because I got married and I was poor as fuck. And so I didn't have a computer. I had nothing. So.
Yeah.
Mine was JC and I used to compete over who could get the most MySpace friends.
Nice.
Crushed them.
Nice.
Absolutely crushed him. But, you know, and then you had your top four, and then that was your top eight, and then that turned into your top 16.
Oh, I left by then.
And that's when things started going downhill.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. My top four, one of them was William Shatner.
Nice.
Oh. That was a pretty big deal. All right, we're going to finish off the news with some terrible news.
Oh, yeah.
Adriana Chechik, literally a favorite person in this house.
She is one of my favorites.
Had an accident and broke her back. She was at the TwitchCon, and TwitchCon had put together this little obstacle course thingy, and one of it was a foam pit. And the foam pit was one layer deep.
Oh, my God. How stupid are they?
Yeah. And so she went and jumped in and landed hard on her ass and broke her back in two places.
Jesus.
Yeah, let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. The culprit, a foam pit where streamers were supposed to be able to compete against each other for dumb fun, knocking each other off small platforms in the middle by using foam-coated sticks, gladiator style. You know, if it works in Fall Guys, why not in real life, right? The problem was they filled the foam pit with only one layer of foam cubes. That shit wouldn't even soften your fall. And that's something that she had to find out the hard way. There's a video. I'm not going to play it because the sound doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she jumped in and her tweet is, well, I broke my back in two places and I'm getting surgery to put a meter rod in for support today. Send your support. When it rains, it pours, and I'm definitely feeling the rain right now. Mm. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yep. So we have an update from her. They said surgery went well, 5 hours, 30 minutes, more functions than expected, bones completely crushed and nerve damage to my bladder.
Oh my God.
Hopefully I'll be able to pee again in the near future. No more squirting probably. Had some bleeding around the bone, but overall doing good.
Those foam pits are so dangerous. Yeah. I had somebody else came into one of our venues, had broke their back and they were paralyzed from a foam pit.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she can still.
No, she's done. She retired a couple years ago.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Yeah, she does OnlyFans.
That's why we watch the same videos. Of
yeah, she does. She does OnlyFans and she does Twitch now.
Hmm.
And so you can. She has a Twitch show. People can watch her live and she plays video games.
Nice. I'll have to check her out on her OnlyFans.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's okay.
Well, gang, that is it for the regular show. I don't have anything else. We've certainly chatted way well past our hour.
It was fun.
It was fun. We are off next week because Christmas Day is also recording day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I find terribly rude.
So rude.
Somebody should have seen that coming and made
Thanks
a change.
Thanks a lot, Jesus.
So whatever we record will be a little different than usual, but right now the plan is to put something out for you guys next week. It just won't be the regular show.
He's going to put out.
Nice.
He'll put out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just put on some Adriana Chechik.
Yeah.
Anyway, join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media, where we, every week that we record, we do a little show over there, a little extra show, runs usually about a half an hour. We cover more and weirder news than we cover in the regular show. We've done a lot of January 6th content over there as well. I don't know why I keep that locked behind the paywall, but something's got to go back there, you know? So we've got some fun stuff this week. Let's see, the TSA, giant aquariums, Tom Hanks.
Clitorises.
Snakes have clitorises.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's a weird one. You'll like that one. You guys jump over and join us. Defend Media. Patreon.com/defendmedia. So in the meantime, guys, thanks for joining me this week.
Thank you. It was fun.
So glad to be here.
Had a great time. And let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.